from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Feeling like football. It's feeling like football.
It's getting there. It's getting there. It's getting there. Listen, let's be clear. I take football serious when football takes football serious. When have you ever seen a game where they say, you know what? Don't worry about the second half. I'm not taking that serious.
So it's times like this that I miss Bob Greasy on the preseason calls, because that was my him and Dick Stockton. That gave me some great fun in the second half.
Then, oh no!
Then this week, right? Unless you're watching,
the rookies are going to be happy. That'll be fun. Everybody wants to see the rookies do their thing.
Yeah, but they don't
play. A lot of rookie QBs.
See, the farther you get on the totem pole, the more you play. So if you're trying to make the team, you're going to get a lot of playing time.
Yeah, for sure. Let's get to headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
I got some breaking NBA news. You kind of knew this yesterday, but it is official now. Lauri Markkanen, he signs a 5-year extension with the Utah Jazz. $238 million.
Hold. Almost cussed. 5 years.
Yeah.
230.
Yeah. Almost 240.
5, 6, 5, 40, 6 million a year. 47, 46, 47.
Yeah.
Dude.
Mognon. How do you say Mognon in Finnish?
Don't matter. Oh, you bleeping kidding me?
Wow.
I mean, I thought he was good, but 250 million good?
You better be donating to that Barkov Foundation there, Laurie.
Oh, my goodness.
He now cannot be traded.
Get that munion.
He now cannot be traded till next summer because he is past the trade deadline.
You think he did that purposely?
Yeah, supposedly he likes Utah. He likes Utah. Lovely golf, I hear.
Yes. He hit the ball far, too, because of the thin air.
Ooh. Yeah, so that is taken off the table for everybody. Mike McDaniel this morning, he lied to us. He lied to us. You know, he went up there. Well, he went up there. He had this whole song and dance about Liam Eichenberg. I'm not, you know.
Like, you got to get over this.
Can we
make one assumption here? They know more about football than you.
I'll concede it.
Okay. And if they are still keeping him, and you can't say it's about draft pick, because otherwise it'd be Christian Wilkins would be on the damn team. So
fair. Also, okay. Fair.
If that organization and that coach still has Liam Eichenberg on the team, that means he has talent.
Can I just say what I don't like? Okay. Let's just say I agree with you. Okay.
Okay.
And I want to be positive. I don't want to be a bastard because I have no reason to. I dislike Liam Eichenberg. Seems like a nice gentleman. You know, the only thing that's wrong with him is he went to Notre Dame. But other than that.
You've been calling him a bum. Like,
I understand.
Why? Can I ask you, why are athletes the only profession in the world where you don't get a chance to develop?
Well, you want to know why? I'm a straight shooter, and I don't like being like I'm being given a spin job, and that's what I feel like Mike McDaniel's doing. I feel like he's giving me a spin job here. Like, listen to this explanation this morning on Liam Eichenberg.
I'm going to listen with a clean palate. Judgment.
Let's
just taking it all in.
Wet our whistles.
Okay, and I'll let you know. Okay, let's hear it, Marcos. Let's go.
Liam Eichenberg has developed so much in the past couple seasons with us, and has done so by being a master of multiplicity. He's really found ways to not only contribute, produce, but then also improve whatever position he's playing. And that versatility we've had to utilize, for a multitude of different reasons, and he's found a way to be good at that. Well, you know, the next step for him to find where his ceiling is as a player is in an offense that he knows forward and backwards with all of the tools that he learned when you're starting at center. For this offense in terms of the calls and the different problem solving you have to do. For our team, it best serves us to really allow him that unique opportunity of stability and reps in one spot to see where his technique can go. That is for the Dolphins. We think that we'd be hard pressed to know exactly what that would be like because he hasn't had that advantage.
Okay. Let me break it down for you before you get all. What makes Liam Eichenberg important to that team is that he's basically a utility lineman. So jack of all trades, master of none, right? He's one of the few guys on that team that can play a multitude of positions on the offensive line. So maybe he hasn't had a chance to excel at one position, right?
Well, they've tried him everywhere.
No, they've had to. It's just what he just said. Now they're trying to get him in at one position, and they're not going to move him around as much. So now you'll be able to see the true growth of Liam Eichenberg because he won't be moving around so much. That's the explanation in a Mike McDaniel way, but that's basically what he's saying. And I got to tell you, every offensive unit or line unit has that one guy that ends up playing three positions.
But I would like what you say. I like, you know, I would like, you know, if you were honest, Leroy, you know, because I'm a straight shooter. I like straight shooters, you know, and I prefer you saying a jack of all trades, master of none. I think that's better than what the hell did he say? A master of multiplicity?
Yes, that it was exactly what he said.
Well, but he said it. Leroy said it in Leroy's way. And Mike said it in Mike's way.
No, he's trying to trick us with Yale. That's what he's trying to trick us with.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
I'm on to you.
That's what even had Mike Biamonte say. He was saying, just Yale trickery. And every time Mike Biamonte would talk.
Ivy League, big words. We need to have Tyler Hero in Mike McDaniel press conferences so we can just be like, hold up. It's more for me, dog.
But that's basically what he's saying, right? That and we had I'll tell you who did it for the Vikings. Matt Burke. Matt Burke ended up being a Pro Bowl center. But his first 3 years, because how good the offensive line was, he played center or guard. They moved him around. And then when those guys retired or left, then they honed him in at center. And it happens.
Master of multiplicity.
It happens all the time, especially on offensive line, because guess what? Now let's do football again.
Mm-hmm.
If I have one guy that I can play at three positions if somebody gets hurt, that means I might be able to keep another DB, or I might be able to keep another linebacker, or I might be able to keep another wide receiver. If I have to have three different guys do that, that means now I got to have one less of those others.
Do you think
this all has to do with how you put your team together?
Do you think that like Eric Spoelstra and Mike McDaniel ever have phone conversations where they're just like, what are words we can say this year that'll just leave everybody scrambling?
No,
it's a big word for me, dog.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna be honest with you. Spo losing that battle. Spo is to the point, right? But he can't no.
Oh,
for bleeps and grins, Mike McDaniel would be smiling at him.
Mike McDaniel likes to talk. I think Eric Spoelstra is enjoying Steve Kerr having to do all the talking.
Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Let's get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So that's the thing. So that's why I have always had more patience with Leon Eichenberg, because he's never been able to hone in on one position. Now that he's doing that, and he's only – now keep in mind, if something goes awry, they might be back to square one with him playing different positions. But for right now, they're going to have him concentrating on one position. And then I don't want to hear at the end of the year, like, and here's how it reports, oh, he really found his game this year. He really did. No.
Well, that did happen with Austin Jackson. It felt like he found his game, but his was more injuries than it was
talent. But I'm just like,
I don't want to think that he stinks. I just think he stinks.
We have a problem with the truth at times. We only see the result. We don't ever want to consider the reasons why. And when you try to give the reasons why as to why Liam Eichenberg is not as far along as you would like, you say he just stinks.
Yeah.
Now, coming from you, who played how many plays offensive line? I hope you out. None.
A dozen?
No, that's a dozen. Don't
say it. No, I mean, I did in freshman year. I did play offensive line. I actually had a natural snap, the coach said.
Anyway, for you to say he stinks, not for nothing.
You said Barry didn't have a football team.
I played in high school.
He's in high school, dude.
Like, you lied to me.
So you played football one day, and then you said, back to horses?
I played football. My star play for the Pope John Paul JV Eagles was I recovered a sneak onside kick that no one saw coming except for me. I may have even just made a mistake, but I lucked into getting the football, which was a huge recovery, led to a touchdown for a win.
Well.
But I did not like the feeling of getting hit. I'm like, not for me. In fact, I actually remember one game where I played against Devin Hester's, not his team, but his school, Suncoast, and I got lit up like a Christmas tree. I'm like, I don't know if I'm coming back for this. I don't
know if I like this. How about this? You played more football than me my freshman year.
What?
Wow. I didn't play till my junior year of high school.
Because you didn't feel like it?
No, because the school, they had the out-of-district thing. So I played, you could practice, you just couldn't play. So I went to a school my freshman year.
How horrible is that? You can practice, but you can't play?
Yeah. And then I transferred, so I had to sit out that year.
Yeah.
But so I sat out my sophomore year.
Your school didn't have
a play till my junior year.
So your school didn't have like a JV team that young guys got to play on?
No, they would do the school I graduated from,
mm-hmm.
No, it was too small.
Nah, fair enough.
Like, dude, think about this. My center weighed 165. Think about that. And we still made the playoffs every year.
get out in the open field?
No, get out of the open. He was getting killed.
We'll take a quick break. Back more after this.
Come on.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We'll mix things up coming up later on this hour. A couple of things. We have multiple fights breaking out at Dolphins training camp. That, according to Barry Jackson, apparently it continues to be a Dolphins defense versus the Falcons offense. So the fights keep going. Dolphins.
So that is going to play right into what Weaver wants. Right?
Yeah.
So why are they gonna stop the fight when they get in the meetings? Don't take nothing from nobody.
Look, I'm gonna need the fans to step up here a little bit, all right? I know that they say, don't record. I'm gonna need somebody to be sneaky about it and get me one of these fights, all right? Because when the Giants Lions brawl was out there, I was getting angles like World Star, all right? I need angles. I
that,
need
whoever that dude is was neighbor.
Neighbors, yeah. He got
he needed to get his ass beat. He How you gonna go and forearm the dude walking by?
Yeah. He
what you think was gonna happen?
He took a number of shots.
But what did he think was gonna happen?
I don't know.
Right? Like you in camp. Everybody is feeling manly. You came back down to no challenge. And somebody walk by you and give you a little forearm?
I know you guys are all out there, though, illegally taping. You're not supposed to be taping at Dolphins practice, but I know you guys are, right? I saw multiple angles of the Tyreek Hill to a bomb yesterday. No one got me the practice fight? Come on! Let's go! Old Tobes needs some action.
Get your priorities together.
Josh is saying that he sent me a video. I'm excited. Oh,
okay. Well, there's that.
Yeah. All right. Ask and ye shall receive.
Apologize to Josh.
You can get some action here, dude.
Yeah.
There's nobody fighting. You don't fight with helmets. You don't fight with helmets on.
A little dust up.
Ooh. You don't fight with helmets on. All you do is tug of war. Yeah.
Here's Calais, you know why? Campbell.
Because that helmet hurts like hell if you hit one.
Well, if anybody was brave enough to tussle with Calais Campbell, this was his reaction yesterday to yesterday's dust ups. He was the Dolphins giant.
I wasn't on the plane, but of course, I trying to play peacemaker and making sure that it doesn't get out of hand. Of course, we're emotional people, physicality is a part of the game. And sometimes it's going to be, intense like that. But the biggest thing is like, all right, don't let it stop us from practicing. Because I've definitely seen times where you go out there and do, joint practices and they got to separate teams and we just practice on opposite fields and that doesn't help anybody. You made a trip for no reason. So the biggest thing was just getting back on par what we need to do.
When he says emotional, he just means like anger, right? Because I don't know if I can picture Calais Campbell weeping up during a Lifetime movie.
No, and put it in context, dude, you idiot. Right? Like, you got guys out there trying to win jobs and trying to prepare for a season. That's a different kind of emotion. We have to spell it out for you. It ain't watching a Lifetime movie with your wife. Goodness.
In touch with the sensitive side.
No, we ain't no. Come on. I wonder how long. Like some of the people talking all this trash about what should and shouldn't happen on a football field.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how long they would last on a football field.
Not long, dude.
Because the crazy thing about it is like, it's not all about the talent, right? It's about the talent against somebody else, right? Because if you can't perform to your highest level when somebody guarding you, then you have no talent. So that's why I don't get caught up in combine stuff. That's why I don't get caught up in guys playing football without shoulder pads and helmets or without pads on, because that confrontation with that other person and the things that could happen to you during a game are the things that separate your talent from another guy. There's a lot of fast guys in the NFL. There's a lot of big guys in the NFL. There are a lot of guys that can run. Okay, but can you do those same things when somebody's standing across from you? That's what separates all these players.
Who's really about it?
Pretty much. I mean, like, look. Everybody, not like Tyreek Hill, but as fast as Tyreek Hill is, you don't realize how quick he starts and stops. That's what separates him. That's what gives him separation. His ability to do those things and cut is what creates separation from another guy who might be as fast as him.
I'm reviewing some dust-up footage here, Leroy, that has been sent to us.
Is it a good angle or is he in the nosebleeds?
Well, it's on the far field, so it is like it is a little bit. You gotta squint, but you can see action.
All right.
Let's see. We'll get to this.
Helmets in the air.
People rushing. Everybody's swarming to each other. Mm. You know, it just looks. It just looks like chaos.
I told you the trick. You got to run over there.
Try to make it look good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Wait, because how many people comment on whenever there's a fight in sports, the guy that just stood around?
Shout out to Josh, by the way. Appreciate you,
Josh. Oh, our boy.
There we go.
Josh.
Oh, you can
see.
Oh, that's a good angle.
Right, oh, it's on the it's far, the far okay, field. Okay, I got it's the you, far gotcha, field. You can gotcha. See it all kind of ensue right there. So the play's going on. Look over here to the high side.
Gotcha.
And that's where you can see all kind of action going
oh,
crazy.
Oh, yeah. I see them all gathering off the
everybody,
side.
Action's happening. Rush towards the pile. Watch the offensive guys. Watch the offensive guys. And the defensive guys. So.
A little staring around. All right. Shoving. Well, hey, you get out of the way. No, you get out of the way.
Maybe they're just
you get out of the way.
A nice little meeting.
That's not even. You want me to tell you how it goes?
Prayer circle, maybe.
You want me to tell you how it goes? Two guys are holding the helmet. Let go of my helmet. You let go of my helmet. Let go of my helmet. You let go of my, let go of my helmet. You let go of my helmet. And that's what they're they trying to get the hands off the helmet, and the guy going, I'm not letting go first. That's what that's all about.
Poor Devon Achane's running for his life on that near field, and no one cares.
Nobody's paying attention to Devon. Devon's got the butt. He's like, just broke loose. Like, we don't care, Devon.
Out of the backfield, gone for 4 yards, and no one cares. Not one person. Camera immediately moves away from him. Dust up.
Oh, we got a classic dust up, dude. Classic dust up.
That's it. Little helmet jerking. Like, it's hard to be real physical when you got that helmet on because the only thing that can happen is a broken finger. Or a broken hand.
Meanwhile, here's more of Calais Campbell, and he says, Camp, the joint dust-ups, he likes it. You know, he thinks it's going to be good for their mentality.
I mean, I think we got a whole bunch of guys that's scrappy, you know. You know, I mean, there's a narrative, you know, that I think we're trying to change, you know, and, you know, we want to be tough guys, you know. And that's just part of it, you know, just going out there and showing that we ain't going to take nothing. But overall, though, it's about the work.
Hey. Coming from a giant.
It's a giant.
Right? Like, we ain't worried about it's you being physical. We worry about the other guys.
He's an emotional giant, though, Leroy. It's different.
Hey. All right, I got you.
Like, has he ever tried the move where he tried to cradle the running back?
Dude, I'm telling you what. I remember being tackled by a pinky. Gilbert Brown's about 340, but he got them muscles on, you know, them big trap muscles. Like, he was swole. And one time I was running through there, and he went like this. What?
I'm just looking at pictures of him.
Yeah. And one time I ran through the middle. He was playing with Green Bay. I ran through the middle, and I swear all he stuck out was a pinky, and it was like I got clotheslined. I'm like, what in the hell just happened?
This guy, wow.
He's Dude, just imagine. And wait. Here's the kicker. In Minnesota,
it's a giant.
Our center was 270. So he was we had small offensive linemen.
This was the person who tackled Leroy.
Look.
Jesus.
Dude.
Oh my God.
Dude.
This guy is a unit.
I just want to apologize to Liam Eichenberg.
Dude. I'm telling you, hey. It was like, you get back in the huddle and say, are we going to move Gilbert one way or the other? And the guy says, very rarely in my life have I confronted a dude that weighs 70 or 80 pounds more than me. So you get what you get.
I've never seen, he's got like, what are the, I mean, those are arm sleeves around his sleeves.
Dude, I'm telling you, that is a huge human being.
Yeah.
And he's got the visor going on.
The visor.
And the visor. Like, it don't make him less scary that we can't see his eyes. Right? Right?
Right? Like, oh, man.
And guess what? And he wasn't as scary as Reggie White.
Well, yeah, because he wasn't singing hymns.
You get Reggie White, man. He started praying. Everybody in the huddle like, Reggie praying. Why'd you try to cut him? Like, the coach called the play. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Marcos, it's time for you to mix things up next, man.
Let's do it.
We're properly for the start of the segment. He rolled out.
Indeed. You know, it's his signature.
Yeah, that is his signature. That is his move. That is his move. Dolphins practice going on right now. I saw Storm Duck had a breakup. That made me happy. Just like his name.
PBU.
Apparently Malik Washington, the late draft pick from Virginia. Great hands. He's apparently having a good practice today, so that's cool.
A couple days ago, they mentioned Cam Smith would be working his way back onto the field. Any updates, any mentions of Cam Smith?
Dude, didn't you listen to me? I said this earlier. He's hurt.
Oh,
out again.
I apologize. Who was in the fight? But, Cam Brown.
Who was somebody chatting at you about their schedule or something like that?
Wow, you got him.
What's going on?
You got him pinned.
You weren't listening, dude?
That's my fault. That's minus one for me. I'll take that.
It's all right.
Minus one.
No, he's apparently banged up again, so no Cam Smith today.
Banged up again.
Looks like it is. He is leaving the door wide open for old Ethan Bonner.
Well, I mean, at this point, I know we're not supposed to take football seriously, according to Leroy, but I got a lot of things I'll be watching for in game one.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, me too.
A lot of things to watch for.
A lot of things, dude. You know,
that's a benefit we have down here. A lot of people don't care about summer league. You know, we're locked in for sure. A lot of people don't care about, you know, this time of the year. We got a lot of things to watch for over here.
It's been what should have been a very quiet summer. It feels like we've had a lot of action.
Yeah,
lot of action, dude. And it just keeps rolling in. The action just keeps happening. We got fights.
Yeah.
We got bully fins. We got it all happening for us, baby. But you know what else we got happening for us?
What is that, my friend?
The mix bag.
Whoa.
Which is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future.
All righty then. We're talking football. Let's stay on football. Let's stay on local football.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, number one player in the NFL, according to his peers.
Number one.
Thought I was going to come back with a sandwich.
I did, actually.
Yeah. No. You know, very rarely do I have to take a phone call when it comes. Mm. That was Robert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Is he good?
Yeah. He just don't. He said, what time? He said, you still doing the radio? I'm like, yeah. What time? I said, 10 to 2. Oh, okay. And he just goes on to his conversation.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, we can't disturb the great Robert Smith, you know? Yeah. 37.
He did say, since Tom Brady's in with Fox, I got moved back to college.
Oh, did he?
Man. Yeah.
I didn't even. Yeah. Damn it.
I think he likes college more though. It's like the thing is, it's got to be harder in college now keeping track of everybody.
Who is Fox doing now? Like, are they doing the SEC?
No, they do Big Ten. They have the Saturday.
They have Big Ten. I thought CBS had Big Ten.
No, Fox has the Saturday. I think Fox has that Saturday night game.
Oh, okay, so they're still doing their whole thing where like Big Saturday and all that.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool.
It says Fox primarily covers Big Ten and Big 12 and holds right to Big Ten championship.
Well, yeah. I just figured CBS took over because they hogged all the scones in Indianapolis. Mm. All right, Mark boy, what do we got from Tyreek Hill in the mixed bag here today?
Tyreek Hill, after being voted number one, having excellent start to his Dolphins career, says there's only one more thing he has to do, and that's to get that playoff dub. Here's Cheetah.
What's the next big step for me? I don't know. I really haven't thought about that, man. But as a team go, and what I want, like, for this whole team, man, is just to win a playoff game. That's step one for all of us, man. I think that's something that, you know, we all can build on, you know, moving forward, you know, going deeper into the playoffs. And that's something that we can live with forever because it hasn't been done in, what, 23, 24 years. And for us to be able to, you know, do something special like that with this team, we can look back on it 50 years from now when we all come back and say, man, we had a great team, man, back in 2024, man. I remember those practices, so that's what I want for this team. Like, that's what I want for myself, man, to have moments like that with my brothers, man, because a lot of these guys I came in the league with, you know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of veterans on this team. The prior years I've been here, it was a real young team, but the years now, we got guys that I came into the league with, guys that I played with, you know, played with or against, and it's a beautiful thing, man. So I got a real good relationship with a lot of guys. So I would want that.
All right, there you go. I've seen this be the common talking point this year, is that everybody's really focused on just snapping the playoff streak, the playoff win streak.
Can I just say this? Although I get where everybody's coming from, that cannot be your damn goal.
I agree. What? Really?
Because listen. Tell them. Are you familiar with fans? They're just going to move the bar. So your goal needs to be what it's been every year since the day you started playing a sport, win the championship in whatever league you're playing in.
Dude.
End of discussion. But I blame the fans, and I blame all these people that keep throwing these questions there, and they're trying to appease them.
That's not fair.
It is fair.
It's not fair.
Because we haven't won a playoff game to win. So if you win a playoff game, is that enough?
Here's what I would say, though. No, it's not.
Why does that have to be a goal?
Well, I don't like it. I don't like the fact that that has now been set as the goal. It should be a goal, but I agree with Cody, who says
that is a goal.
That's not a goal.
It's a goal because that's what everybody is talking about.
I like what Cody says, where he says that's not a goal. That's a requirement. Like, that is the bare minimum of all the money that's been thrown and all of the commitment that's been thrown to this team.
It's a requirement for everybody, though. It's not. Listen. Not for nothing. Winning a playoff game and winning a championship is hard.
I understand. Okay? I understand.
It's very hard. Stop making it seem like it's just so easy. You have all this. You should be doing this. It's not that easy. Please. So, yes.
25 years, baby.
Okay, that's, again, Tyreek Hill shouldn't give a damn about that.
You shouldn't have lost to the Titans. No. You
shouldn't. Wait. He should care about trying to win a championship.
Yes.
Because if you win a championship, you're going to win 3 playoff games.
Of course. That's
so it. Then stop it with that. Stop it with everybody saying, we haven't won a playoff game in 24. Who cares? You won a championship in 50.
Hold on. The coach is changing the meetings to 24 after the hour.
Because that's what everybody's been harping on with him.
Well, then he's got to be dead. I don't know. Listen, if it's not either it's a thing or it's not a thing.
Okay. Again, I know how this is going to play out, right? They may win 1 playoff game. They may win 2, right? At no point in time is anybody in this city or state going to say, good season, good season. You're going to complain about the way they lost the last game. You're never happy.
If they win their first playoff game, there'll be people who'll be like, I'm so glad it happened.
I promise you.
If they got to the conference final, if they got to the conference championship, that would be a big deal. Which is what I wanted last year. That was my requirement last year.
They didn't have the team to do that at the end of last year. You know that.
I understand by the end of it, they didn't. You know, they're out there. They had janitors pass rushing.
But that's what I'm saying. So, wait, we're here. While saying this should happen, put everything in its proper perspective. That's all I'm saying. Right? Nobody gives a rat's ass about a playoff win. You want to win a championship. That's what every player, every coach.
I think you and I agree here. I think we agree, but you seem like you disagree with me, but I don't think we disagree.
I don't like it.
I think we're on the same page, though.
I don't like your delivery.
I think your delivery is, you're saying, playoff win. That's not a goal. I agree.
Same.
Championship's the goal. That's a goal.
So what about the people complaining about, we haven't won a division championship?
It's fine to whine about that, but it's not the biggest deal. Like, if you come and you win a playoff, like, if you go and you win a playoff game this year and that's it, all right, good, you take it. But that should not be the goal of this team. It.
You're just going to complain about how they lost the second playoff game. I'm familiar with fans. Stop all of a sudden acting like you're understanding.
Dade South says there's fans that don't appreciate 2 finals appearances in the Jameer. Yeah, they are ingrates. They're idiots.
But I'm just saying. That's the way fans are. So don't sit here and complain about not being in the playoffs for 24 years or have some of these kids wasn't even born. And then after they win a playoff game, you're just going to move the bar. I know fans.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Didn't realize something you guys agreed on would be so divisive. It's so strange.
What the hell is that, Marcos?
You guys are like fighting.
Let me just tell you something. Sometimes we agree, but dude comes, he don't come in with the right
I literally feel like Brick from Anchorman, who's like, I don't know what we're yelling about.
Was. And then Leroy's like, fine, I can't. We agree. But these other Dolphin fans.
No, but I've always been that way.
Yeah.
Right? They just keep moving the bar.
I just think it's a weak-ass goal. Ooh, it's been a playoff game. But you're the cheetah. The cheetah doesn't say that.
Like, Dolphin fans all across the county.
That's like the Olympic sprinter that says, well, I made it to the finals.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I almost
came in eighth. Like, nobody knows who came in eighth place in that 100.
Nope. I don't even know
who came in fourth. Yeah, you guys aren't Brazil, who made the quarterfinals with a 1-2 record.
How did that even happen?
Point differential.
Oh, okay. I was like, you just had to win one game or something? Like, that's strange.
What else you got, Marcos?
Dolphin fans everywhere seem to be agreeing with both of your guys' sentiment that Super Bowl, or at least more than one playoff victory, or bust. Pitbull, new owner of FIU Stadium over there.
Are you going to call it the Pit?
The Pit. Damn. That's good. That's good. The Panther Pit. Wow.
Pit.
We got something going on over here. But Pitbull on ESPN says he's got the Dolphins when it comes to Super Bowl champions this year.
How do you think this Dolphins team will go this year?
Well, for one, congrats to Tua, Tyreek Hill, and I know that the Dolphins at this point, again, underdogs, you know, people that didn't believe in them and what they were going to bring to the field. Last year, they made a statement, and it was hard to play against, you know, them boys in negative 50 degree weather, especially coming from Miami. You know, it's like, hey, once we thaw out, then maybe we could play this game. But hey, you could see that they are ready to take it all the way, take it to the house, and bring home a Super Bowl.
Yeah, definitely a different environment when you go from South Florida.
I'm saying it right now. Miami Dolphins are going to bring it home.
Okay,
to the 305 Super Bowl champions. If you think it's a game, I'm going to tell you like we say in Miami. Play with it.
I love it. Ooh, wow. Hey, that's a goal.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Gooseys. That's what I'm talking about, Pitbull.
I'm going to tell you how goals work. Here's one of my goals in college. Here's one of my goals in the NFL. All right. First goal every year, beat Notre Dame. Why? That was our first game. Want to get off to a good start. Right?
Yep, yep.
Then beat Ohio State. You beat Ohio State, the next one will take care of itself. Right? That is, you win the Big Ten championship. Then win the Rose Bowl, right? Now, all the other things that happen with those goals are a result of you accomplishing those, whether it's national championship or whatever. We didn't have a playoff, so from that standpoint, different, you know, different thought process. But here's what the Dolphins did. Beat Jacksonville. You want to give to a good start,
yeah. Right?
Win the division. You win a division, you're probably going to get a home playoff game. You're not going to have to play in the cold.
Statement game week two against the right. Bills.
Oh.
No, we're on the same page. Why'd you stop?
You're, statement we're game. Rolling, baby. It is an early statement game, though. You get blown out by the Bills. We that's a statement.
Rolling, baby. That still doesn't stop you from winning the division.
No.
Okay.
Statement, though.
Then win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Right. Now, all the other crap that everybody's talking about, those are all taken care of if you win the first game. Win the division, win the Super Bowl. Because in order to win a division, you got to have a number of wins. Then you're going to play a home playoff game, right? Now you ain't going to have to worry about the cold.
True.
And then your fate is in your hands.
Game's on your terms.
Right. So.
Wasn't for that damn Titans game.
Making it a goal to win a playoff game when there's so many other steps to get to that. It's kind of why I'm like, it's a garbage, you know.
I agree.
They're just appeasing what the people have been saying. That's
it. This is why I like Pitbull style, you know. We are the Dolphins.
Goodbye.
What? That's not a point.
Minus one.
Marcos.
Yeah. No, that was
one more time. One more time.
Minus one again.
Because he gonna try to resell it.
Minus one.
He gonna repackage it and try to deliver it to us again.
Toby's
and
I'm show just, pony.
That's a preemptive minus one.
That why? Was, this that is too harsh a punishment.
Can I just tell
minus
you?
Minus one.
That might have been some of your worst work.
For show poniness.
The Dolphins?
No.
There it goes. No. There it goes. Came back.
And see, I told you he was going to try to repackage it. I told you. That's why we did a preemptive minus one.
Minus one.
I'm familiar with your work. I'm familiar with it. That was terrible. So that was terrible. You know what that was? Wow. That was Liam Eichenberg.
Whoa.
What? Let's not say things we can't take back.
I don't want to take it back.
Why is Sexy Sauce saying write him up? What does that mean? Give me a ticket?
Yes. Dude. Can I just tell you? Oh my goodness, that was so bad.
Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. All
right. Can I ask
Miami
you a question?
Miami Dolphins numero uno.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did that, you just ran with it? You didn't even consult?
I thought I sold it well.
No, dude, you sold a poop bird.
You can't picture the shirts?
No.
Dolphins.
No. That's terrible.
Dude, sounds so suspension worthy.
Yes, it is.
You want the line to take me away in handcuffs?
Yes, dude. That, you know what? Like, go stand in the corner. You just need to go in the corner. So just, you need to be penalized for that. That was so bad.
Marcos.
Nah, dude, not good, man. Nah, dude.
Man. Marco's like, bro, I normally got your back, but no.
I already wrote a ticket.
Take a break back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.